This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working this weekend out there, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, because over on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, you can not only get the podcast of the show, but you can also listen to the live feed when we're on the air there, and you can also listen to the show on a loop as it's played after the show is over, over and over and over again until the next show comes on. And that's what we do for you over there so that you never miss anything. And joining us right now, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I haven't done this in a while, and I'm going to do it because something that was said again and repeated several times by Dr. Fauci just really got under my craw here. You know, I thought it was hearing things, folks. I thought nobody can be this dumb. I thought nobody could really be this clueless, not even a Democrat, not even some of the moronic Democratic governors out there, like what Kyle has to deal with in California, and not even a nanny state government bureaucrat like Dr. Fauci. But I heard him say it, and, you know, when he asks Americans to cancel Christmas, his words that I heard him say, it's just one of those things you're going to have to accept, really. And he reported that he would not even allow his own daughters to come to Christmas this year at his house. He wants all Americans to painfully isolate. Fauci says that he and his wife are going to be spending the holiday alone. But I got a little message for Dr. Fauci. Two words, folks. Hell no. This is America. This is a free country, folks. And if we want to celebrate Christmas, we will. And if we want to go to church, we'll do that, too. And if we want to spend the holidays with our children, we will. We're all adults, and we can make our own decisions. This is not a nanny state. This is not the Soviet Union. It's not Nazi Germany. And we don't need government bureaucrats telling us what to do, how to live our lives, or how to spend the holidays. Now, you know something? If this was the Ivy League, one of those colleges, and one of the young folks up there said something, I'd say, yep, consider the source. But it's not. And I can't say it politely. I can't say it nicely, Kyle. But when I said hell no to Dr. Fauci, and he says, well, we've all got to stay away, and we can't congregate, we can't do this, I got two words to say. I'll repeat what I said earlier. Hell no. So, Dr. Fauci, you and your crowd of moronic Democrats and all those pals, because you're going to be working with Joe Biden, can go sit on it, if you know what I mean, Bean. Merry Christmas, everybody. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, you know, Captain, this is just a real touchy subject. There's no doubt about it. And unfortunately, instead of trying to tell people how to be safe, because we were all told to wear masks, keep some distancing, wash your hands, that's evidently not good enough, and a lot of people have been doing just that. But now, of course, here we are since March, and now they're being told to cancel Christmas. It's a pretty hard pill to swallow, especially when so many people, Captain, feel that they've been depriving themselves all along, and they've been doing what they've been asked to do. But suddenly here comes Dr. Fauci again.
Yeah, and I'm not paying any attention to him. And, folks, you can do what you want, but Dr. Fauci opens his mouth, unless it's something that's really important that I think I really need to hear, I change the channel or I turn the volume down.
Well, but again, nothing seems to be panning out the way that we were sort of told that it would be, or at least anticipated that it would be. And again, everybody's been trying to follow the science and so forth, but it seems like those goalposts, Captain, they keep moving further and further down the field, and then out of the stadium even.
Yeah. Now, folks, I just wanted to get that out there to begin with so that you could all hear this nonsensical stuff that's coming out, at least in my opinion. But when we come back, we have some really sensible things to talk about. For example, the hacks that we keep being told are Russian hacks. I'm not buying it. All these hacks are coming from one specific place, Kyle.
Well, again, yeah, and we don't know yet from what we're hearing in these public reports, but this has been going on as well, Captain, since about March of this year. So there's got to be a lot of data that can be backtracked and to try to really figure out where these bad actors are coming from. And so if it's only Russia, that might be one thing, but I'm wondering if it could be coming from other places as well.
Well, China's got an axe to grind. Iran wants to get us any way they can, so you can't tell me they're not involved in this. I believe they are, although I have nothing to substantiate that. I just think that there's way too much stuff going on. They're into way too many governmental agencies, and I just think it's more than one outfit doing it. All right, caller, you hang on, and Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll come right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And oh, by the way, did you hear that the Georgia poll workers that spoke up and had things to say about what went wrong in Georgia at the election? They're not being allowed to work this election at all. Yep, isn't that something? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. And I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and I'm back with my guest, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics and a caller on the line. Caller, we'll get right to you in just a second. But first, I got to tell everybody that I've got a great Christmas gift for somebody out there to give to a person that you know that's in pain, chronic pain. And it's called Relief Factor. Give them the gift of being pain-free. $19.95 is all it costs for the three-week quick start, and you can find out what it does, because I'm telling you, I've never seen a product like this ever. The combination of ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps the body's natural response to inflammation, which is a problem that I have with my left ankle and leg. Recently, I had a problem in another part of my body, and it started to swell up, and I took an extra dosage of Relief Factor, and it was gone in a matter of hours. Gone. You're just absolutely gone. And it lowers and helps to eliminate pain associated with exercise, arthritis, any type of problems you've got, previous injuries. It will definitely target the underlying problem areas and alleviate pain at the source. Now, best of all, it's 100% drug-free. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort, and helps the healing process, too. That's what it does. Relief Factor. Now, you can get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you can get the three-week quick start. Give the gift for Christmas. You'll have it within 2 or 3 days, so there's still plenty of time to get it there by Christmas and surprise somebody that you care about. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got Mike from Clearwater on the line. I'm going to go to him, and he's got a couple of points, a couple of questions here. Okay, Mike in Clearwater, go ahead.
Hi, Kyle. How you doing? Good morning. I got two questions, Kyle. You know, the hypocrisy. You know, look at Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago, who pretended that in the beginning, oh, well, the botched police raid was only brought to my attention a little while ago. Well, come to find out, she's known about it for over a year, almost, you know, over a year. So for her to lie, now mind you, she's one of the biggest ones that wants to defund the police. So why anybody would want to be a cop in Chicago is beyond me. You couldn't pay me enough to do that job in Chicago. The second thing, the Congress was supposed to agree on a stimulus package. Now, we did a good thing. We went to them and we said, look, we will drop our demand for liability protection if you drop your demand for funding of state and local governments. And they still refused to budge. I mean, that was a major concession that we offered them because that's one of the biggest things that they wanted. And yet that just goes to show you they're not wanting to deal in good faith. They want my way or the highway. And I want to see what your thoughts on both of those things are, Kyle. And thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Go ahead, Kyle.
All right, yeah, thank you so much, Mike. Well, in terms of the stimulus package, you know, we've heard that, you know, they're cutting it down to the 600 from the 1200, for example. That was likely what it's going to be. But I just think that in true Democrat party
You mean the stimulus check given to the individuals?
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. The stimulus checks. But I think in true Democrat Party official mode, they are simply continuing to drag their feet because they think they're going to get something better if it goes their way in Georgia, for example. So I just think that, again, they don't want to negotiate in good faith. If they wanted to negotiate in good faith, they would have done something months ago, and we wouldn't have the same people right now literally dying on the vine, literally going over a cliff, because they have no income and there's no stimulus package. So, again, it's all political, and they believe that it just doesn't matter because they want that extra money for all of their cohorts, basically. And the Lori Lightfoot thing, yeah, this is just a terrible thing. They're airing the footage. Now, she's evidently saying that she doesn't want the footage blocked from airing on a local television station, but again, you know, what's going on in Chicago, you know, if we really cared about black lives, I think that we would hear different tunes, especially from officials like Lori Lightfoot.
Well, here's the thing when it comes to the stimulus. To begin with, they weren't going to put any stimulus checks in there for individuals. And it was going to be done the way that Mike said. There was a give back for a take back, if you will, when it came to the liability that they were trying to get in there. And all of a sudden it got turned around again. And what happened was two Republican senators, Josh Hawley and Ron Johnson, the chairman of the committee that Hawley sits on, Johnson said, well, you're not going to ram this with a shotgun down our throats. We're not going to do this $1,200. It's just not going to happen. And that was a scenario there, correct?
I believe so, yes.
All right. Now, the other thing is... we have what's going to happen right now with the stimulus plan, and I'm not sure that it's even going to go through before Christmas. They were trying to do that. Mitch McConnell said he was trying to do that, but I just don't see any way they can do that. Do you?
Well, no, but McConnell has said, you know, they want to pass something or should only really pass something that they know is going to get a signature. So he doesn't want to simply go through the motions on something like that. So they have to be working closely with the White House. But the more that this ticks down, the worse it gets for real people. So it's very, very unfortunate. And again, I think the Democrats hold out for their own political advantage, and now they've just been encouraged because they think, oh boy, you know, we got Trump out, you know, and we never gave anybody another stimulus, and you know, why should we start negotiating right now? And especially, Captain, when Joe Biden's campaign person, Jen O'Malley Dillon, used the kinds of vulgar language that she used to describe the GOP, I can't imagine bipartisanship, you know, coming around anytime soon.
Well, speaking of language, we found out yesterday that any of the outspoken Georgia poll workers who went on television or went on the record and spoke out about the things that were going on in the election the last time around have been barred now by the various supervisor of elections offices from participating in this runoff election.
Isn't that something? I mean, that's really, really something, because again, you know, the very things that we know about, you know, are again, you have this sort of systematic effort to try to make sure that we don't know again what happened, what really is going on behind the scenes. And so it's very troubling.
Yeah, and I'm not sure where that's going to go, but we'll just have to wait and see, because right now it is what it is. Now, we're going to talk at length in the next segment here about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all the different things that came up, plus a couple of other things along the way. But the president did avoid a government shutdown by signing a two-day that's today and tomorrow, because it expires Sunday night at midnight, agreement to keep the government going, correct?
That's what I've heard, yes.
All right, now we've got a caller calling in here, and I think I know who this is. All right, is this Todd?
It is, boss. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me be Captain Obvious here. Donald Trump won in a landslide, okay? That's the bottom line here. We're either going with Mo Brooks. Let me make sure everybody's crystal clear. I know everybody's on the take with the Chinese payroll, okay? I know everybody's on the take. Can the Supreme Crooks do one thing? Can they just define what a legal ballot is? I think that's constitutional. A dead person cannot vote. Okay? If you don't live in the district, you can't vote. Okay? Your ballot doesn't count if your signature doesn't match. Can you just please do that? You freaking spineless, useless weaklings. Okay? And you cockroach Republicans, let me tell you something. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Okay? Donald Trump won in a landslide. And that's the mantra from the White House. We didn't concede anything. We won fair and square. Sit down, Joe Biden. You're President derelict. I'm derelict of your duties. Let's go. Let's get to work and save the country.
All right. Well, Todd is mentioning a lot of interesting things there, Kyle. And, of course, the thing of it is we know that whatever's going to happen January the 6th when the Congress convenes could be a little different than what we've heard before, because now we're hearing that some of these states may be preparing. But then again, we didn't hear it before. The governors didn't indicate anything other than they just certified the election for the way the popular vote took it. So if they're going to do something different, there's going to have to be a major turnaround. And so far, I don't see it happening.
Well, you know, Captain, I think there would be some, you know, telltale signs of something. There would be some kind of building to a critical mass. We're not seeing it, hearing it. We've seen everything get shot down in the courts. I think there are different reasons for that. It's not just because there's just nothing there,
yeah,
you know, that kind of thing. So we've seen all these things happen. This issue has just gotten bigger than everything.
All right, well, you hold on, Kyle, because it looks like I got to put my track shoes on there. That's secret code work for something that he knows that I have to do. But anyway, I'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The second COVID-19 vaccine has been approved for use in the U.S. The FDA issued approval Friday of Moderna's vaccine, the second vaccine in a week to be approved for emergency use. Dr. William Schaffner, professor at Vanderbilt University Medical School and a member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, tells CNN.
I think it is wonderful that we have a second vaccine. And the Moderna vaccine, which doesn't require all the intensive, very cold storage and handling of Pfizer's, is the vaccine that we can distribute closer to the people. We can get it out to rural areas, in health departments, and in local small hospitals.
312,000 Americans have died with the virus. The country is averaging more than 216,000 new cases per day. Doses of Moderna's vaccine are expected to start arriving in states on Monday. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Before we get back to Kyle Warren, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico Insurance has a website, Geico, GEICO.com, and you can go over there and check out your car or your truck insurance rate over there by just typing in your zip code and telling them you want a cost comparison. And, oh, by the way, while you're there, don't forget if you have a motorcycle or a boat or an RV or an ATV, they can insure that too. And they'll also even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance policy because they also have that type of coverage there too. Now, if you do homeowners or renters with an automobile, you'll get what's called a bundle rate, and it'll save you some more money on your insurance. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And always remember to tell them the Captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, well, the Axios people are reporting that this is the worst hacking case in the history of America. One U.S. official who remains unidentified, according to Axios, says they got into everything. Now, by everything, that's all kinds of agencies. We know they got into the Department of Energy. And what is one of the areas of responsibility the Department of Energy has?
Big, Yeah, that's nuclear power.
That's right. And not only our nuclear websites, but also our nuclear arsenal, I understand. So we don't really know how much damage has been done, but this is just an unbelievable set of circumstances, again, that's been dropped in our lap. And I just refuse to think that it's just one particular outfit. And again, this this program that they were using, Solar Wind, is what they went after.
Well, that's right, yeah, because so many of the government agencies evidently use the software developed by SolarWinds for security and these kinds of things. But, Captain, what we're hearing, of course, is that the hack appears to have infiltrated into, as you mentioned, Department of Energy, but State, also Defense, Homeland Security, Treasury, and Commerce. And so this is an across-the-board major compromise that appears to have happened. And you're right. Axios is reporting it's the largest. And one of the people writing the articles for Axios said, if this had been a physical attack, a direct quote from Mike Allen of Axios, says, if this had been a physical attack on America's secrets, we would be at war. In other words, if a bunch of foreign troops or agents came in and broke in somewhere and got all the files, that would be pretty bad. So this is the equivalent of that, essentially. So how the U.S. punches back and responds is going to be very important. In fact, we have had to do that in the past. There's not a whole lot of details about that, of course, but the U.S. is capable of waging a very formidable cyber warfare, and you better believe right now they're looking at exactly what can be done, perhaps in retaliation or at the very least trying to figure out what in the heck just happened and what is compromised.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden addressed the Hunter controversy in a new interview. I believe he was on with the CBS late night bunch over there, right?
Yeah, Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, okay. And he said that his son, he had the utmost confidence in his son, and that this was a game that was being played. I forget the exact words he tossed out there by the Trump people and all that stuff. But Hunter Biden is not going away. That is there to stay. The media is really suddenly reinventing themselves when it comes to this because of the fact that the American people are demanding it, and they've been demanding it for a long time. And I will say that Senator Lindsey Graham, who said that he vowed to hold the Democrats and the media accountable over Hunter Biden, he says, you're not going to be able to sweep this under the rug. In the meantime, Senator Tom Cotton has called on Joe Biden to hold a press conference about his family's business interests because of the fact that a Hunter Biden associate in a text that we saw that was released hinted at pushing to get Joe involved and to make this look like it was truly a family business with all this Chinese money.
Yeah, this is so big, Captain, that we can't even get our minds around how big this really is. And of course, the idea of having a press conference, at the very least, you know, in a traditional political sense, you would want to be able to get everything out in the open air, so that this story can't really destroy you, because right now this is the kind of story that typically can destroy politicians. Of course, the Hunter Biden thing was suppressed, as we remember, back when this came out in October. Twitter accounts were locked, et cetera, et cetera. What's going on with Joe Biden right now is that, you know, even though there's actually an investigation going on about Hunter Biden. Joe Biden is playing this like, it's just kind of this thing that's being done for foul play to get to him and so forth. No, we actually know about the things that were happening in Ukraine. We have good questions about how he got on Burisma's board. We have good questions about $1.5 billion Chinese account, money account or something that he was going to manage and do, and all the trips to China and all the money and all the stuff and the possible tax evasion now we hear about. So there's a lot there to investigate. So it's not just made up stuff out of the blue, but that's how it's being played in this interview that Joe Biden did.
Well, then on top of everything else that was going on there, we kind of got a shock yesterday because Joe Biden came out of the clear blue sky and praised President Trump's positive impact on the United States by stating what he thought was his view of what the president had done positively, which was a shock because I think he realizes he's trying to tone down some of the reaction coming in his direction because he realizes that people aren't happy with him. You know, he may not understand that, but people just are not happy with Joe Biden.
Well, no. And again, see, this is why none of this makes sense. I don't want to rehash, obviously, the all the election fraud, but there isn't the sense out in the country, at least I'm not seeing it with people I talk to, even if I just go out in the big world. I don't see people saying things like, I'm so glad Joe Biden won this thing, and finally we're gonna get back to normal, and all these kind of, in fact, there's this palpable feeling, and I know it's not scientific, it's just anecdotal, but there's this palpable feeling that, whoa, wait a minute, what just happened here? this isn't supposed to be the way that it's supposed to go, because most people thought, I think quite rightly so, and even Democrats, a lot of Democrats believed, Trump is going to win this thing. But of course, then it didn't. But you're absolutely right, Captain. I'm so glad you said, because Joe Biden, while even co-opting a lot of Trumpisms, as you might call them, during the campaign, he's now trying to do almost exactly the same thing, trying to soften the blow of people going, uh-oh, Joe Biden's going to be president?
Yeah. Now, we saw yesterday, and it was reported, I saw a photo, but I didn't see all the photos. We saw a photo coming from Iran, which shows more building going on, more construction going on, at one of their underground nuclear facilities. And this is going on at a time when tensions with the U.S. are fairly strong, and we've had all kinds of rumors that maybe this is when Israel operates to get rid of the big nuclear facility they got because of the fact that they now have the capability of being able to produce multi-nuclear warhead weapons and whatnot. But this is something else. I think what's going on here, and I've been trying to study this, the Iranians are feeling that they have an opportunity to do something without being challenged because we're going through this interim where we have Donald Trump leaving office and Joe Biden coming into office. I think they're trying to take advantage of that.
Well, of course they are. Of course they are, because we're in a limbo sort of a state right now. And one of the things that a foe can do and have done historically in some cases is try to create that big event or create that problem between the administrations so that the outgoing president has to do something like commit troops or then go talk to the president-elect and maybe they will, maybe they won't. But again, to continue to knock us off our game, and I'm sure that the Iranians would love nothing more than that. But you mentioned Israel, Captain, and that is so important as well. Israel may also have a calculus that says, if we do something right now and try to stop this, we know that the president in the Oval Office has our back. But if Joe Biden comes in, then their calculus may be, but they want to get back into the ridiculous Iran nuclear deal. It's all a political nightmare, and we won't have the support from the U.S. to act.
All right, well, here comes the music. That means we got to hang it up here for a second. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, the first one of the night. We do have a couple of situations out there. We'll tell you about them and what's going on there. And, of course, Kyle's got some weather out west. And Flip is telling me he likes Geico. Okay, thank you very much, Flip. And in the meantime, Al is chiming in from Nebraska. So hello to him. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that. She's up in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And thank you for your service to them. To America. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. When you see those signs out there in the road, guys and gals for the Pilot and Flying J, pull on in there, check them out, see what they have to offer. And always remember something else, too. You can join the Drivers Club. And when you do that, you get points for the fuel that you buy at the fuel pumps, for the food that you buy in the restaurant, and for the supplies you buy in the store. And the points add up very quickly. You'll be able to use use them to save money, or you'll be able to use them to take advantage of the Drivers Club catalog that they have and the programs that they have there, the different things they have to offer. But anyway, we are going to get started, and here we go with a blast from the past. John Bon Jovi, and it's called Living on a Prayer. And Kyle, you remember that one?
Yeah, that's a really good one. I remember that one from back in the day, and it still sounds really good today, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that was back in the day when they had all that hair stacked up.
That's right.
I mean, you talk about hair. Yeah, I forgot about that, what was going on back then. But anyway, we are going to take a look at the highways and byways right now. And I'm going to read the statement here, and then I'm going to give it to Kyle, because there's more things going on out west than there is to the east. A couple of frontal systems will pass through the Pacific Northwest through the weekend, bringing coastal and lower elevation rain, which is going to cause some flooding in areas. There'll be high elevation snow extending from the Cascades through the Northern Rockies, along with some gusty winds. There's some pretty high winds out there right now. There will be elevated fire weather conditions down along the southwestern part of Texas, too, and then and out in Southern California, I might add. And then also, we still have some lingering effects in the Northeast and cold temperatures in the South to talk about. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. For our friends in Denver tonight, they've got a high wind watch in that area of Denver and Lakewood, that whole area along the I-25 corridor that extends up north into Wyoming, where tonight, Captain, Wyoming, almost most of the state is either covered in a high wind watch or a winter weather advisory. But, of course, Cheyenne, Laramie continue with the high wind warnings there. High wind watch as you head up towards Casper, continue up I-25 up through Buffalo. High wind watch there as well, and extending almost as far as Yellowstone National Park. So a lot going on there. High winds in northern Montana. High wind warning as well in the Great Falls area, Helena, and extending all the way to the Canadian border. In Idaho, we've northern part of the state, mid part of the state, got a winter weather advisory. 4th of July Mountain Pass right now is reporting wet pavement, but the chance of light snow is in the forecast, so be very careful. Now, Captain, when we come over towards Seattle and Portland, we've got a front moving in, and they've got flood watches all through the western parts of Washington. Yep. And or Oregon, and it looks like they've got rain, of course, coming in pretty good. So we've got flood watches going on there. This is all along I-5, so be very careful if you're heading north of Eugene, Oregon at this point. Wind advisory in southern Oregon, but also, Captain, dense fog in the California Central Valley. Now, this is going to cover both California 99 as you go up through Bakersfield, Fresno, Modesto, but also the I-5 freeway, the I-5 interstate as well. Dense fog all the way from Sacramento down through Bakersfield, and a wind advisory in the Oxnard, Santa Clarita area. This is near Lancaster as well. And to round it out, air quality alert near Phoenix, Arizona tonight. And also, that spins down, well, a separate one, actually, south of Tucson near Nogales.
Well, let's move on over into Wisconsin, because up in the central and northern part of Wisconsin, west of Green Bay and from Madison straight north, you've got an area there right now where you've got some light snow, and it's making things a little bit slippery on the highways on top of everything else that they've had go on in the last several days. But now we'll go over to upstate New York, and apparently we have some freezing drizzle in the southern part of New York around Binghamton, Elmira, and that goes over towards the east into the Catskills a ways. So you've got freezing drizzle and a little bit of freezing fog, they're calling it, through that area. So be careful, because as if they didn't have enough problems with 41 inches of snow in Binghamton, now they got this to deal with, Kyle.
Well, it's exactly right, yes.
Yeah, and then moving down into Georgia, southern Georgia, from Valdosta over to Brunswick, on up towards Tifton, and down into Florida. We've got a freeze warning and a frost warning. The further south you come below the Georgia line, it becomes a frost warning all the way down to Ocala tonight, Florida. So be advised of that. Temperatures will be in the low to mid-30s and 20s in some of the areas in Georgia up through there. That's on top of all the weather that we've had. It's the second night of chilly temperatures. It's not going to be as cold where I'm at as what it was this morning. Because I want to tell you, I walked out this morning, Kyle, and it was like, yeah, time to get in the car. But I surprised myself, because I have the ability to be able to start the vehicle on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I started it 15 minutes early before the show was over, and I had it all nice and warm for me.
Very nice. Well, that does come in handy.
Yeah, but if I wasn't able to do that, oh, man, it would have been a little bit chilly until I got over to the interstate and got it, you know, warm enough to where it would do what it would do. But anyway, that's where we're at right now. And other than that, it's going to be an interesting weekend. There's going to be a lot of areas where there's going to be some chilly and cool temperatures across the south and the north and the northeast, although the weather is not anything like what it was. But, of course, that just means the snow isn't going to go away anytime soon. And again, folks, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Check them on out. They are the largest truck stop chain in the country. Go on in there at night and make sure you tell them you heard me, the captain, talking about them on the Captain's America Third Watch, and that'll get you a nice free hot cup of coffee, number one. Number two, while you're in there, become a member of the Drivers Club. And by the way, if you're driving an RV, they have an RV club, too, that you can join and take advantage of the same sort of things that the drivers get. So, to me, that's a no-brainer, Kyle.
Well, absolutely, Captain, and not to mention, obviously, the different restaurants and great food that you'll find at these different Pilot and Flying J's. Sometimes you'll find an Arby's, maybe even a Denny's, a Subway, and, of course, that great cup of coffee. And also, they have Wi-Fi for truckers as well. You can subscribe to that,
yep,
and you can always stay connected.
All right. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with hour number two. Top of the hour news coming up, and stations get to identify themselves and pay some of their own bills. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, and my Salem Media Group stations down here in Tampa, Florida. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.